Gerald Williams, Willims, with Gerald Gerald. Mr. Williams was here for our visit on the 21st of January 2013. His complaint remains to be the same, and also complains of having problems with his left knee, period. He recently has undergone MRI of the left knee, showing that the patient has developed meniscus tear, period. According to the patient, this began after he has his right knee gave out on him and had fallen sometimes in June or July, period. He is having difficulties of walking, standing, not only because of his lower back pain that we have been treating, but also recent fall resulting with a tear in his meniscus tear in his left knee, period. Physical exam revealed the patient led to an MCA fever, vital signs are still medically stable. He has positive findings with valgus and various maneuver, pain was palpation of the left knee, pain was examination of lumbar spine, straight leg remains to be positive on the right side. His affect is fair, period. Assessment is chronic back pain with lumbar radiculopathy and neuropathy. Number two is a tear of the meniscus in his left knee. Second, need to fall resulting from a buckling of his right leg, which happened in June or July, period. My recommendation is continue his current medication and also follow up with our orthopedic doctor for possible surgical repair of the meniscus, period, and home exercise program. I'll see the patient in 4 weeks. This concludes the session. Thank you very much. The next patient is Erica Jones, Erica Jones, E-R-I-C-K-A, Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Mr. Jones was seen for a follow-up visit on the 21st of January 2013. We discussed about the current condition. Mr. Jones overall seems to be doing well. She was supposed to have surgery, which was supposed to be done by Dr. Radden over the Christmas holidays period. However, the patient did not get this surgery of her neck, which she was told to that would be done. According to the patient, nobody had contacted her from Dr. Radden's office, period. She continues to complain of pain in her neck, which radiates down to the right upper extremities, with numbness and tingling sensation at times, weakness in the right upper extremity, difficulties of walking with poor balance, and pain down the right lower extremity, period. She also continues to complain of headaches on a regular basis, period. She had had Botox injection in the past, which gave her significant headache relief, period. Physical examination remains to be the same. That is, the patient does have significant pain with neck ring of motion. Also, palpating the cervical spine and paraspinal muscles tend to increase their pain levels. Straight leg rings were positive on the right lower extremity, and cervical spine is also positive on the right upper extremity, period. Assessment is chronic back pain, chronic neck pain, chronic myofascial pain, facial arthrosis, arthropathy, and also the status post-mortem vehicle accident with chronic headache and cervicogenic headache, period. The recommendation is to continue her current medication. The patient may benefit from Botox injection. We will have pre-authorization for the Botox injection, which says program to be continued, and she will follow up with Dr. Radden, spine specialist, for possible interventional treatment or surgical treatment of the neck and back, and period. This conversation, thank you very much. Next patient, Randall Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Randall, R-A-N-D-D-E-L. Mr. Russell was seen for a follow-up visit. He's doing well. He is working, and in fact, he is doing very well in cleaning for closed homes, period. He does have two or three people working for him. He's very happy about the progress that he's making, period. He also does have a side business, period. He continues to have problem, however, with neck and shoulders and lower back and left foot, period. Medication does allow him to function well, period. He denies any misuse of medications or misappropriation or abusing of medications, period. Physical examination revealed the patient is alert. He's only facing a febrile. vital signs of stimulant Castillo, Patrick's and Ganson's were overall positive. Also, shoulder examination with Fisher has falsified with Hawkins and speed test on left side. Straight legs were also positive. Suspect's chronic back pain was radiculopathy or radiculitis, chronic radiculopathy, neuropathy, also chronic degenerative arthritis of the left shoulder, and chronic glenohumeral joint pain of the left shoulder. Okay. The recommendation is to continue his current medication. The medication has made him functional and able to function and provide for his family. Therefore, we'll continue the medication. This consultation, thank you very much. The next patient is Brenda Gibbs, G-I-B-B-S, Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A. Mrs. Gibbs was seen for a follow-up visit on the 9th of January 2013. We discussed about the current condition that she has. The patient is doing good, still has problems with her back, but overall she seems to be doing well, period. Pain is controlled well, period. Physical exam revealed the patient left with MCC. She's afebrile, vital signs are still medical stable, affect is very fair. Her back extension tends to increase her pain level. The strength is good. There's no any neurological deficits. Straight leg rings were also normal. Most of the pain is really localized within the lumbar spine with an extension of the lumbar sacral plasmar muscles, period, and also side bending rotation. Assessment is chronic back pain with Feldbacher's surgery syndrome of the lumbar spine and facet arthropathy and spinal stenosis. Recommendation to continue her medication. Plus, we continue to treat her and home exercise program. This consultation, thank you very much. Next patient is Diana McGowan, capital M, small c, capital G-O-W-A-N. Mrs. McGowan was seen for a follow-up visit. She's doing well with treatment that we are providing her, period. In the last visit, the patient was given prolotherapy in her left hip at the greater trochanteric bursitis, period. She did notice a significant improvement. In fact, the pain relief lasted for several weeks, period. Physical exam revealed the patient is left wing time 3. She's afebrile, vital signs are still medical stable, no life is intact, affect is good. She's walking independently without any assistive device. She still has significant tenderness in palpating the left greater trochanter. Also, the gluteus medius tendon, period. Assessment is chronic gluteus medius tendinopathy, chronic greater trochanteric bursitis, and chronic hip pain, period. Recommendation to continue medication, but the patient was also given another injection of dextrose mixed with marcaine. She did not have an antral reaction from this injection. She was told to take it easy and also ice it if she had any problem to get back to us. This consultation, thank you very much. Next patient is Sean, it's H-A-W-N, Madden, M-A-D-D-E-N. Mrs. Madden was here for a follow-up visit. She complains of still having problems with her neck and back and shoulders, period. She's still working full-time at the post office, period. Physical exam revealed the patient left wing time 3. She's afebrile, vital signs are still medical stable, neurologic intact, affect is good. She's walking independently without any assistive device. Increased pain with the iliolumbar ligamentous attachment, and also the neck and shoulders, period. Assessment is chronic shoulder pain, chronic iliolumbar and sacroiliac joint pain syndrome, and neuropathic pain, period. The recommendation is to continue medication. The patient was also given prolotherapy, a mixture of dextrose, marcaine, and serpentine was injected in her shoulders and also, in her hips, period. We did do a trigger-point injection. The patient also did get a dextrose, marcaine, and serpentine mixture of these chemicals or compounds into the shoulder, too, period. They did not have any antral reaction from it. And I'll see the patient in 4 weeks for his consultation. Thank you very much. Next patient is Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Raverion, R-A-V-E-R, Raveroni, R-A-V-E-R-O-N-I, R-A-V-E-R-O-N-I. Mrs. Raveroni, the patient that I've been seeing in the past, her previous name was Sharatno, S-O-A-H-A-R-T-O-N-O. She has now changed to Miss Raveroni. She's being married to an Italian, period. She's seen for follow-up to discuss about her current condition. She still does have problems with the soft tissue pain, fibromyalgia, and myofascial pain, period. She's doing well with medication. She's working now at Chrysler Motor Company on a full-time basis, and she's able to function well with current medication that she's on, period. She takes medications such as Valium and Scholastin, period. The combination of the Valium and Scholastin has been very beneficial to her, period. She also uses other modalities such as heart pack, ultrasound, and she also tried to lose weight, period. Physical exam revealed patient alert to time 3. She's AFib, but vital signs are still medically stable. Neurologic intact, affect is good. She's walking independently without any assistive device. She's not using a cane or walker. The range of motion of the shoulders still remains to be limited. There's a significant pain with palpation of the soft tissues of the shoulder musculatures, period. Gait is normal, affect is fair, period. Assessment is chronic myofascial pain, chronic fibromyalgia, neuropathic pain, and soft tissue discomfort, also tendinopathy and tendinosis. Recommendations to continue her current medication as prescribed, continue on exercise program, and I'll see her in 6 months period. The patient will be taking Scholastin and Valium as needed basis. This concludes. Thank you very much. Next patient. The next patient is David Rice. Mr. Rice was seen for follow-up on the 20, on the 23rd of, I'm sorry, the 22nd of January 2013. We discussed about his current condition. He's still having problems with his shoulder, with severe arthritis. He continues to lose weight. Period. The patient is being followed up by his primary care physician. I've asked the patient if there is any history of cancer or whether he's been diagnosed with cancer, period. Patient denies having any cancer problem. He tells me that he doesn't seem to be losing weight. He's doing well. I have, however, noted that, in fact, the patient has lost significant weight, period. I've asked the patient to make sure that he follows up with his primary care physician to have a workup for possible cancer, period. On the other hand, the patient is still complaining of shoulder pain. Period. Physical exam revealed patient has an orientated time seizure, vital signs are still medically stable. He has limited range of motion of the shoulders today. Period. Otherwise, overall, he seems to be doing well. Period. And also, he has severe pain in his left wrist at the TFC. So this man is chronic left wrist pain, chronic shoulder pain. The patient was given prolotherapy in his left wrist at the junction, in the wrist junctions, and and also in the shoulders bilaterally. Period. A mixture of dextrose marketing therapy was injected, which is prolotherapy. Period. The patient did not have any answered reaction from these injections. Period. This complication. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Next patient is Mark. Last name is Dusha. The next patient is Mark, M-A-R-K. Last name is D-U-S-H-A-J. I report to be sent to Dr. Stefan, S-T-F-F-A-N, Glowacki, G-L-O-W-A-C-K-I, M-D. Chiropractor, orthopedic surgeon, 40600 Van Dyke, Michigan, Van Dyke Sterling Height, Michigan 48313. Dear Dr. Glowacki, thank you very much for allowing me to participate in the care of your patient, Mr. D-U-S-H-A-J, who I've seen here. The patient has come here for an EMG studies, period. The patient was involved in motor vehicle accident in May the 11th, 10th, 2011, period. According to the patient, as a result of this motor vehicle accident, he is now having severe pain in his neck, which with numbness, tingling sensation in his arms, and also lower back pain, period. The patient tells me that during this accident, he was a passenger and he was driving a car, period. He was hit by a truck, period. The truck hit the passenger said that he was sitting, period. He was in the front seat, the patient was a front seat passenger, period. He tells me that he has had MRI of the cervical and thoracic spine and lumbar spine, period. This MRI has shown that he has a hernia disc in the cervical spine and also thoracic spine, period. The incident happened on the street in the city of Berkeley, period. The patient was driving about, the vehicle that he was in was driven about 5 to 10 miles an hour. The other vehicle that hit them was driven was going about 45 miles per hour, period. He has been having physical therapy for over a year now, period. He tells me his pain is in his neck with numbness, tingling sensation, and the pain is rather very severe. He feels somewhat weird sensation, weakness, and being fatigued rather very easily, period. After the accident, the patient was taken to William Beaumont Hospital, where he was evaluated for a few hours, period, and he was released, period. But since then, subsequent to William Beaumont Hospital visit, he has undergone MRI of the cervical and thoracic spine, showing the hernia disc in the cervical and thoracic spine, period. He's been seen by his primary care physician, Dr. Mastella, M-E-R-S-T-L-A, and also he was seen by Dr. Gary Macon, M-A-C-O-N. Dr. Gary Macon is the one who has been ordering physical therapy for him, and also who has been ordering the MRI, period. It's also my understanding that he was seen by you too, period. Further, the patient was seen by Dr. Nassar, a neurologist, who has in fact referred him here for the EMG studies, period. The EMG was recommended by the independent medical evaluator for the State Farm, period. The patient denies any side effects of medication he's taking, period. Also, he has significant problem with the lower back too, period. There is no pain which radiates into his extremities from the lower back, however, period. However, he does notice a tingling feeling in his hands and also feeling fatigued and tired and weak sensation in both hands, period. Physical exam revealed patient resting on 3 days. He valve signs of stability stable. He's walking independently without any assistive device. He's not using a cane or walker. Affect is fair. Period. Cervical swelling shows the patient has posteriors in both bilateral shoulders, in both shoulders, period. There's no weakness of upper lower extremities, period. The dependent flexors were the hypo-reflexive, but they are symmetrical, period. The gait is normal, sensation to light touch ventricular vibrations were normal, the deep tendon reflexes were normal, period. The gait is normal, affect is fair, the deep tendon reflexes were normal. However, the patient is found to have dull sensation to pinprick in his upper extremities bilaterally, period. Assessment is status post-mortem vehicle accident with possible cervical radiculopathy at C5, C6 involving both upper extremities. Number 2 is myofascial pain. Number 3 is back pain secondary to motor vehicle accident, appear to be of traumatic in nature with facet arthrosis and arthropathy. The patient also immobility will be spirit. For this reason, the plan is for the patient to undergo EMG studies as has been recommended. We will schedule the patient for EMG, and he will continue to be followed up by you and by his primary care physician, period. This concludes. Thank you very much. Yeah. Hold on.